I was wondering if it is necessary to tovel a George Foreman grill, or can I rely upon the opinions which say that since it doesn't work unless plugged in, it is like mechuber lekarka, connected to the ground, and does not need to be tovel. Thank you. Anonymous from New York. That heter of something being plugged in and therefore being considered connected to the ground is not one that one should rely on. Perhaps it can be included in other reasons why perhaps it doesn't need tefillah as an extra added reason, but that's not enough to make it connected to the ground. I'm not sure how a George Foreman grill is assembled. Only the grill part, where the actual food comes in contact with, needs to be toveled. If that can be removed and toveled separately, then that's all that has to be toveled, and that's what you should do. If that part can't be removed, and it's difficult to tovel the entire grill, then there are possible other possibilities, amongst them to give the grill as a present to a non-Jew, and then to borrow it back with the intention of not acquiring it and using it on loan from the non-Jew where it does not need to be toveled, or to use it where you cover the grill with aluminum foil or two layers of aluminum foil and only grill on top of the aluminum foil and not on the grill itself. That, however, is not... you're not getting the benefits of the grill itself, and also there are those that hold that that won't help either. So in a situation where you can't tovel just the grill, and the rest of the grill is much too big to put into a mikveh, if that is the case, then ask this question again.